This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. When it comes to daylight saving time, every minute counts. This case began when Tim's tractor-trailer was involved in a three-vehicle accident on May 7 at 12:28 a.m. daylight saving time. Tim and his employer notified their new insurance company, which informed them that their new policy became effective at 12:01 a.m. standard time, and since 12:28 daylight saving time is really 11:28 standard time, the policy was not yet in effect. Their old insurance company claimed that its policy had ended at 12:01 a.m., so there was no coverage under its policy either. Now, you're probably thinking it can't be they had no coverage with either company, and that's obviously what the court was thinking as well. The court noted that the Unified Time Act provides that daylight saving time is still standard time, just advanced 1 hour, so the new policy was in effect. File this one under insurance company standards. This is Neil Chayet, looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.